A bar.
And what would you call him if you didn't spell it?
A boar.
You call him a boar.
Bull hog. That's what he usually called him.
And if you are talking about that house that's not directly in front of you across the street, but just up a little bit that way, and I said, well, if the house right across the street from you, you'd say, no, it's where?
An object across the street.
You said it's the what?
An object across the street, not directly in front of my house. I said it was just a little distant object across the street.
And what would you say?
Above my house or something like that.
Oh, you said it was. Well, now, why would you say it was above your house? What about these houses down here?
Oh, well, they're below my house.
Well, why do you say above or below there?
Well, they're not directly in front of my house.
Well, is that because there's a hill out there?
No, there's not a hill out there.
So, which way is the main street?
The main street.
If you wanted to get on the highway from here, would you go down the street or up the street to the highway?
Well, I would prefer going up the street to the highway. Because it would be a straight direction going up the street to the highway. Because if I go down the street, I got to make a right turn to get on the street is to go direct into the main highway.
All right. Now, what would you have for breakfast? What are some things you could eat for breakfast?
Well, some mornings I'll have cereal. Some mornings I'll have, you know, maybe grits. Or some mornings I'll have hot cake and syrup like that, you know.
What about some meat you could have for breakfast?
Well, I usually have bacon or sausage or sometimes I'll have ham, you know, like that.
And
eggs sometimes.
You have eggs for breakfast?
Sometimes.
How do you fix them?
Well, sometimes I mostly scramble my eggs, mostly like that.
What's some other ways you can fix it?
Well, you can poach them or you can fry them, you know, like that. Just some like fried eggs and some like them is not doing. Now, I usually scramble my eggs for this reason. Because if my children see the yellow in them, they won't eat the yellow, they'll eat the white. And to make them eat the whole egg, I'll just scramble that egg up, beat that egg up where they won't see no white, it's all yellow, and that way they'll eat the egg. But if I don't do it like that, they won't eat nothing but the white.
Why is that, you think?
Why they'd rather have the white, I wouldn't know. But they won't eat the yellow if it's where they can get the yellow separate from the white.
How do you fix poached eggs?
Poached eggs, I take me just a little water and put it in this container. And then I have this little container I sit in this water. And put me just a little butter in it. And then I put this egg in it and put me a lid over it and let it, you know, come to a little, you know, the water come to a little boil, more so than it was when I put this water on. And then that's usually the way I poach my eggs.
Well, do you eat bread for breakfast?
Sometimes.
Well, how do you eat it?
I like toast, like my bread toast, other than a biscuit, if I have biscuits, you know, like
well,
that.
If you eat toast, what do you put on it?
Well, sometimes I use jam on my toast and sometimes butter, but I like mine plain, you know, lots of times.
Do you ever use something like jam that's clear, maybe?
No. Some people like, you know, you mean honey?
Well,
you know, that's clear.
Well, it sounds a little bit like jam.